Psychiatric problems can have spiritual dimensions, and religious problems can be deeply psychological. Psychiatrist and commentator Alyssa Eli belong to a discussion group whose members brought expertise to both kinds of problems. Then they ran into a dilemma they could not solve.
We met in a church rectory for many years, a group of clergy and psychology types who presented problems to one another. Problems like, how do you stop the woman in the third pew from screaming at herself in the middle of Vespers? How do you tell the difference between hearing voices and hearing God? The priest came late one night. Some parishioner or sudden duty always prevented his timeliness. Our group was very fond of him. He was the ear you wanted on the other side of your sins, the gentle listener who couldn't be repelled. He looked awful. No, he was not well, he said. The prostate. He took weekly treatments, but it was just a matter of time. Parishioners offered to drive him to the treatments, but he preferred to do it himself. People want to help, a psychologist said. You should let them. If I did, he said, they'd have to drive my dog, too. No one had known he had a dog. He told us she'd wandered into the rectory a few years earlier, friendly, messy, a licker. Neither of them had slept alone since. The last time he drove himself to a treatment, the doctor sent him to emergency in a stretcher. He asked staff in the ER to call the rectory. His dog was waiting in the parking garage with water in the car and the windows down. But staff had not called. Hours went by until he could get to a phone himself. She hates to be without me, he said. There was silence. What kind of dog? A minister finally asked. Airedale, terrier, he said. She needs a lot of grooming. It's very particular. Her hair gets fuzzy if it's not clipped. She'll have to be groomed. He was not a man who made requests. He was asking nothing for himself. Our group was used to problems and took satisfaction in helping. But in that room full of expertise, none of us could make the simple offer that would give him peace. Oh, yes, someone said, and we all agreed. Oh, yes, she'll need to be clipped.
Alyssa Eli writes and practices psychiatry in Massachusetts.